This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden has issued arrest warrants for two Independence County men who have failed to report as required to the Sheriff's Department. Both men, 56-year-old Robert James Gill of 360 Morgan Street, Newark, and 43-year-old Joseph Timothy England of 20 Carousel Road, are charged with failure to comply with sex offender registration and reporting requirements, a felony. Bonds have been set on both men at $15,000. Walmart Stores has begun an internal investigation into whether its permitting, licensing, and inspections comply with the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The Bentonville retailer is offering few details about the investigation. The law broadly deals with bribery and accounting rules when companies are doing business overseas. Legislative auditors say that Arkansas County clerk who resigned earlier this year left office after they found she had misappropriated more than $31,000 in government funds. Arkansas County would be the Stuttgart area. An audit found that former clerk Kathy Orman improperly issued $18,283 in county funds to various vendors or to herself for non-county expenses. Auditors told lawmakers Friday that she admitted to using county credit cards for personal expenses, overstating mileage for reimbursement, and foregoing the county judge's signature on some claims. The auditors said they also found that Orman had overstated her federal and state payroll tax withholdings by $13,364 for herself and her husband. Orman, who was reelected in 2010, resigned June 30th and has reimbursed the county almost $20,000. The case has been referred to prosecutors and the Internal Revenue Service. Arkansas State University police say a handgun brought to campus by a student for protection accidentally discharged inside a dorm room. No one was injured when the gun fired shortly before midnight on Wednesday. The student who brought the gun to campus is identified as 22-year-old Ricky Dean Langston of Jonesboro. He's now charged with possession of a firearm on school campus. University police say when the gun discharged, the bullet went through a bed frame and apparently out an open window. The annual Batesville Parade, organized by the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce, is set for Saturday evening beginning at 6 p.m. This year's major parade sponsor is Future Fuel. The Chamber's Angela Connell said the parade will follow the traditional route down Main Street, beginning at the Regions and Liberty Bank corner and traveling west. Connell said there will be 16 floats in this year's parade, vying for awards in two categories.
We have two categories. There's nonprofit and then commercial, and there's first, second, and third place in both categories.
Angela Connell. And again this year, Santa has told organizers he will again be able to make it to town and ride in the parade. He said he hopes everyone will come out and see him, especially area children. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.